Gary, first of all, a lot of fans concerned about Michael Morrison. What's the latest?
Yeah, I mean, I think he landed on Nihu's foot and rolled his ankle. We think it's quite a high sprain, sort of towards the top of his ankle, which the physios are telling him is probably not a little bit worse than lower down, which heals a lot quicker. So it's very difficult to tell at the minute. He's got quite a lot of swelling, and it's really just going to be a case of when the swelling settles down to give a better prognosis. Then, you know, could potentially be anything from, you know, 2 to 6 weeks, really. I mean, that's how hard it is to look. But we've got a good medical team, and you know, I think over the next sort of week, he's probably going to be out for Saturday, but over the next week we'll probably have a better idea.
You really, in these injuries, you need the swelling to go down to look at it, don't you?
Well, I think the swelling needs to go down before it can be scanned, yeah, and before we can see what the real damage is. And I think the swelling needs to also go down for the physio to be able to check for stability of the joints around the ankle. So there's not a lot you can do about that. And I think he got put straight in a boot after the game, just to immobilise it. And he's still in that boot now. So again, we're taking every precaution that we can.
I'm sure you don't need anybody to tell you the window closes in a couple of days, and all the fans. I mean, there's so much on, you know, social media today. It's about Damari Gray to West Brom now. Bournemouth have made another bid, and there's so much going on. What can you tell us?
Yeah, I mean, it's a crazy time. I mean, that's for sure, because I think everybody kind of, you end up getting in a little bit of a panic over, I've got to do stuff, I've got to do something. And I think the one thing I've learned within it is sometimes you can go out and rush and get two or three players in, and unless they're better than what you've got, you end up making your squad worse and you're making your team worse. So we're very active. I mean, you know, I could probably show you my phone. You can see just quite how active I've been. And it is a little bit of a stressful week, but, you know, before Monday we'll certainly... Yeah, we'll certainly have signed one or two players. I've been quite public in the fact that I think we're a centre back short and a centre midfielder short. I would say with Morrow's injury, that just exacerbates that problem more so. I think the nice thing for me was that Jonathan Spector came in and did a really, really good job at centre half, and actually that's the position. I had a little chat with him a month ago, and he said that was his favourite position. That's where he's played quite a lot for West Ham in the Premier League. So, you know, you can look at that and see that as a quite a good thing for us, that, you know, he's got that experience to play there. So, but we definitely need another. Damari's another flip side to the window in terms of what can happen. And again, listen, there's been all sorts of muted responses about bids and whatnot. And I think the disappointing thing for me is an 18-year-old who's playing really, really well in our team. And, you know, within supposed bids coming out, you know, within a sort of hour or so, they seem to be flashed up on all sorts of media outlets that there's been a third or a fourth bid from whatever club. So, I mean, that's the most disappointing thing for me, that whatever way you look at it, it's all out in the open and, you know, it's certainly not us.
Is that unsettling?
Well, I don't know. You'd have to ask the player, but I think at 18 years old, it has to be a little bit unsettling. I mean, to the point where I've, you know, had to look at sort of getting him out of the team and just taking, and I'm trying to think of that not from my point of view, from his point of view as an 18-year-old. So, you know, that's not ideal. But again, listen, by Monday night, at least I think we'll know where we are with all of these deals. And you know, I might just sit down and breathe a huge sigh of relief on Tuesday either way.
Obviously, everybody's got a price, but the talk about West Brom as well, was there any truth in that?
No, again, I mean, I think there's quite a lot of clubs that are interested in him. But as we all know, I mean, we're interested in, I've probably made 30 phone calls about players in the last 3 or 4 days. And to going from interested to, you know, when you get a call back saying, yes, they'd be interested, OK, all right, leave it with me. You know, you end up having to think about it because you have targets, you try and line targets up and you have to do a number of those. So for me to say that a team like West Brom would be interested, I don't know. It's not something that I'm aware of or I can control. So, again, you know, it's just another little bit of speculation. But as we know, he's a fantastic talent. And I'm sure there'll be a number of Premier League clubs interested.
And there was talk of, again, it's. I know we already found out it's nonsense, but, you know, Graham Dorans you were interested in. You know, the wages would frighten you probably anyway. But nevertheless, you know, does it disappoint you all this? You just let it go over your head?
Well, no, that one was true.
Don't.
No, I mean, listen, any player of that ilk, obviously, would be interested in. I mean, look, he's West Brom's player and you know, I mentioned him to Tony at the weekend, just as you do with lots of people, and just say, you know, if he's one that you'd consider letting out, obviously we'd be interested. But look, he's a fantastic player. Mm-hmm. He's got lots of quality, and I think that's the difficult bit about this window. They're the type of players that you're interested in, because they're the type of players that will make any side better. But we've made numerous inquiries for a certain type of midfielder, and we've made numerous inquiries for certain type of centre back as well. You know, and that's the key. And I think some of the signings are short term. Some of the signings are a little bit more long term view, and some of them are players we've watched for sort of 2-3 seasons.